This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions again. This is Chris Witz. It's really great to be with you. Have you had people say to you, it's about time you changed your attitude? Well, that can be said in anger or criticism. It's not always easy to accept that, is it? But I think it's something we could think about. What does my attitude tell me about myself and how I view life? I heard about a poster that said, attitudes are contagious. Is yours worth catching? Now, I think that's pretty good. We can either have a positive or a negative attitude to life. It was the American preacher and author Chuck Swindoll who said, the longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me, he said, is more important than facts. It's more important than the past, education, money, circumstances, failure, success. It's more important than what people think or say or do. It's more important than appearance, giftedness or skill. Because he said attitude can make or break a company, a church or home. And the remarkable thing is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude that we'll embrace for that day. We can't change our past. We can't change the fact that people are going to act in a certain way. We can't change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I'm convinced, he said, that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. That's Chuck Swindoll's comments. I heard about the head of a well-known medical university. He was talking to a group of ministers of religion. He said, look, if you ministers can't produce change in people, we'll have to. Our offices are filled with people passing on the sickness of their minds and souls to their bodies, and they will never be well until they change their attitudes. So your attitude is obviously how you approach everything in life. You might know people that walk around with a negative attitude. They see everything that's wrong with things and everybody, while other people have learned to have a positive attitude and they find good things in others. The author John Maxwell wrote a book about attitude and he said people always project on the outside what they feel on the inside. He said like the little boy who wasn't doing well, he was getting on his mother's nerves, being very naughty and cheeky. So one day she'd had enough, told him to sit down on the chair until she told him otherwise, and this was punishment. So he said, okay, Mum, he said, I'm sitting on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. You might know also the story of Joni Erickson-Tada. Joni was a very active young woman, an athlete. She loved swimming. And then on a family outing, she dived into some shallow water. She thought it was deeper, but tragically, she broke her neck, and she became paralyzed from the neck down. So her young life, it seemed, was over. So at age 22, here was this young girl, a total paraplegic. She became very angry and bitter and would cry to God, why did this happen to me? It's not fair. She was angry at God. And even though she was a committed Christian, her circumstances were such that she had trouble believing that God was a God of love. And how could this happen? But she felt over the months of treatment that the Holy Spirit said, are you bitter or are you better? She had a choice to make. She could remain bitter about what happened, or she could make the best. So she had the power to change her attitude. And I think she probably, if she'd read Ephesians 5:20 from the New Testament, she would have read, always give thanks to God for everything. So Joni Erickson-Tada had many months of therapy. She found she could move ahead a bit. And then she put a paintbrush in her mouth and started to paint and actually learned to be grateful for this blessing that God had given her. And she created a line of greeting cards which sold well, and she began a ministry to handicapped people. Now, Joni Erickson-Tada could have remained very bitter, and I think other people in similar circumstances shut down, and they blame themselves and, as I said, blame God. And they've not made a decision or a choice to cultivate a thankful heart. And what I'm saying is that with the help of God's Holy Spirit, we can develop an attitude of gratitude. Learn to be thankful, even for the difficult circumstances. What a difference that makes. Well, the scripture is full of these verses. For example, have a look at Psalm 37. Trust in the Lord, do good. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord, that we can find that attitude that matters. Because we trust in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.